This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage, no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Zach Gelb Show, Infinity Sports Network. We're going to tap into the Boise State football program once again. Ahmed Hassanin has a tremendous story from Egypt to the NFL and via Boise State as well. He joins us right now. Ahmed, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. Love your story and how you been.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I mean, it's an honor. So I've been great. I've just been working out, interviewing with teams, just been seeing where God is going to lead me. So
take us through this story. How did you find football from Egypt? I know there's a family component to this as well, which makes it a pretty cool story.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was born in the United States. The story is super long, so I'm just going to try to summarize the best I can. I was born in the United States in California, Orange County. I was born there. I left the United States when I was 6 years old. I left my older brother, Corey. We're half brothers. He stayed with his mom. I left with my dad. We're half brothers. I went to Egypt and I lived there for 10 years. Only spoke English. Didn't know any Arabic. Didn't know anything at all. I kind of had a rough time growing up in Egypt. I wasn't the best kid, you know, and like I was just angry all the time. I grew up with a single parent. My mom left when I was 3 years old, and my dad kind of raised me. So it's kind of hard for me growing up without a mom. But I found my outlet, which is doing a lot of sports. I did a lot of like CrossFit, jiu-jitsu, judo, ping pong, like hip hop, break dancing for a little bit, because I felt like family and culture, right? So I felt like people are just happy for me that I'm doing good in sports. I was ranked in CrossFit. I was the first on Egypt, top 10 on Africa in the CrossFit games. So I was, sports was kind of my outlet. But man, 10 years go by, my brother that I left in the United States, he was playing semi-pro football in Austria. And he saw me and he was like, come play football for me, you know? And he was visiting Egypt. My sister booked him a ticket and he was like, hey, come see the family. 10 years you haven't seen, you haven't spoken to them, you didn't know anything about them. So come talk to them. 10 years, and he moved to come visit. And at that time, I couldn't speak any English, didn't know any football, didn't know nothing. And at that time, I suggested to my dad, because I had the American citizenship, my cousin went to a military school in Georgia called Riverside. He woke up at 6 a.m. He had disciplined life. He was really disciplined. I was like, I love that. I love that about him. I want to have that kind of lifestyle. So I wanted to go to a military school in Georgia. So I suggested to my dad, and I told him, like, hey, like, I have the citizenship. Why not just send him to, I want to go to America and go to a military school. And my dad agreed, and he was like, okay, we're going to send you to a military school. But at that same time, my brother was visiting after 10 years, but haven't talked, we haven't seen each other. He saw me and he suggested to my dad, and he told my dad, I sent them to America with me. I'm a high school football coach and an English teacher. And at that time, I didn't speak English or play any football. 1 month later, I moved to the States and I went to La Jolla High School in California. I didn't have a D-line coach. I didn't have a sled. I didn't have nothing. I had to go both ways, play two positions, like never get off the field. But I did not know what football was or couldn't speak English. So they had to put it like in a symbol, like the simplest form for me to understand. Because I could understand English, but I can't speak it. So I can't tell you what I know. Because I had a little bit of English background. But my brother is very smart, and he really translated easy for me. He coaches the wide receivers. He tries another wide receiver, couldn't catch the ball. They try him as a linebacker. There's so much stuff going on. She just put me in a D-line and told me to go get the guy who has the ball. And I was like, all right, perfect. See ball, get ball. I can do that. Didn't have the how to start because I started just grabbing face masks, just throwing people, kicking people. Didn't know what that was doing. Until one day, my head coach, Coach Mitch Olson, taught me the way and taught me how to be like really – like, I don't know, the successful in life and how to become a young man and have like hold my own and really taught me how to do everything. What are you going to ask?
Yeah. So I'm just, what year was this? But when you first started getting on the football field?
2018.
Wow. So you go from 2018 coming back to America. You don't speak English anymore. You basically have no clue what football is. Is Ahmed Hassanin is here with us. And now we're sitting here in 2025 and you're on the verge of becoming the first Egyptian player to ever get drafted. So like, when did it all start to click for you that you realize, okay, this isn't just a way of life and this is something that I like. I'm pretty damn good at this.
I mean, by God's grace, man, it's just like, I did not know anything. Just to see where God has led me, it's all God, like all glory to him and all praise to him, man. It was to see where he led me and what he brought me through, like out of 150 million people in Egypt, I'm the first one to ever do it. It's kind of crazy to me. And a kid that didn't know the language, didn't know the game, didn't know anything. But where it started for me is I was watching Aaron Donald play, right? And on Sunday, and they were playing his highlights, and he was just dominating everybody. And I did not know what the NFL was. I did not know what the D1 level is. I did not know a scholarship. I didn't know what any of them. So I watching Aaron Donald play, and I was like, I talked to my brother, and I was like, hey, what high school he goes to? And he was like, bro, that's not a high school. That's the NFL. And I was like, NFL? What's that? He's like, bro, that's the National Football League. I was like, okay, I want to go there. And this when it started, you know, and he was like, bro, I understand there's only one of the 2% makes it, right? And I was like, okay, I'm going to become the 2%. I want to make it. And he was like, okay, I got to start taking the camps and I got to start getting known because you don't have a D-line coach at your high school. So like you're not going to get seen from Loera. I love Loera and I'll praise them, but it's a D14 school. It's a very small school. We barely have a weight room. Like, it's just like, this is the only thing that's nice that we have. So I start going to camps. And that time it was COVID. So I only played 2 years of high school football. And it was COVID too. So I couldn't get recruited and couldn't get known or anything. But my brother started taking me to camps that people were like hosting in their garage. And I started doing one-on-ones with a mask on. And I just literally was watching YouTube videos about how to pass rush and how to win your one-on-one. And I was really watching it and watching everybody what they do. And I was like, okay. And I simplified it. And I was like, okay, a point A to point C, but B is blocking me. So how do you either go through them, go around them, or go inside of it? Like, just make it work. And I just start dominating people from like 5 stars, 4 stars, 3 stars, you name it. I just start dominating everybody. And people were like, who the hell is this kid? And my brother is like, that's my brother. He's been only playing football for 2 years and he wants to go D1. You know, he wants to go D1. And man, it's just by God's grace. It's Spencer Danielson, my head coach at Boise State now. He was the D-line coach at Boise State. So when I was getting recruited and getting offers.
Didn't he play with your brother?
Exactly. He played with my – so when he texted me and he was like, hey, I loved your film. And I got excited that Boise State texted me because my brother told me something about Boise State and he has a guy there. And I was like, oh, bro, check this out. Boise State texting me. And he was like, wait, I played with that guy. That's Spencer Nails.
Wow.
And so I felt by like God's calling to be at Boise State, and best decision I ever made to be at Boise State. And just really taught me everything. It taught me from the first down to the fourth down to the parts of the field, how big the field is, and the football IQ starting to grow. I came, played as a true freshman because I was like physically developed, I would say, but always can grow. But I came, played as a true freshman, started a few games my sophomore year, started all my senior year, started all my senior year. I was a team captain for the two years, voted by my teammates. So it's been awesome to just see how where God's leading me and where God's going to take me, you know. So I'm so honored, you know, just to be able to share my story and just be an inspiration for some people, you know, because some people told me that it can't be done and you can't do it, you can't make it, you're going to come back to East within 2 weeks, you can't speak English, and look at me now, you know, I'm about to be the first, hopefully, by God willing, be the first student to ever get drafted. And just keep going and just have that focus, laser focus, that I'm going to accomplish whatever comes my way, you know?
But that's the crazy part of the story, the way that you just laid it out, how little you knew, nothing about football. And the last 2 years, with only 2 years of playing in high school, the last 2 years at Boise State, you had 22 sacks. I still think you are unknown nationally. You are a great kept secret. So sell me a little bit. If I'm an NFL GM, why should I take a chance on Ahmed Hassanein? Why will you turn out to be a great player in the NFL? Because it seems like you are just getting started and you still have a big, bright future for you.
Man, I love that you asked that question. I literally, Coach D believed in me, you know, and believing in me means a lot to me. And if you want me to come develop, die for that team, build a team culture, I would do it because that's the type of person I am. You know, I'm not in it for the money. I'm not in it for anything. I'm in it for my teammates and for the coaches to do good and to do good for them, you know, and to do good for myself. And money will come at the end of the day. I could have left. I could have had some offers at college, but I didn't. You know, I stayed at Boise State because they believed in me. And I'm loyal to whoever believes in me. And this is something in my culture that means so much to me. I'm ready to die for you if you believe in me. And you're ready to do the same for me. You know, me and Coach D, every time before game days, I look at him and I was like, Coach, I will die for you today. You know, because it's just like, what's a bigger sacrifice than that? You know, so I'm the type of person that's if you were bringing a building, he wants a team culture, he wants to lead and he wants to grow and learn and develop other people. You know, it's not about me all the time. You know, it's about other people as well. And I'm just ready. You know, I'm the type of guy, if you block me once, you better come again because I'm going to come after you every single play. No matter what happens, no matter if I got blocked, I got pinged, no matter what, I'm going to come, I'm going to get it back up, I'm going to get right in your face. You know, it's just like I'm the type of player that's like, never stops. I will never stop. You know, get blocked, find another way. Because this has been my whole life. You know, I couldn't speak English. I couldn't understand English. You know what I'm saying? It's just like everything that's like, I couldn't play football. I didn't understand what football is. Like, I just understand that people running and hitting each other. That's all I knew. And 22 sacks in 2 years, 15 plus TFLs back to back. So you're talking about consistency and you're talking about somebody that will lay his body out for the team. You know, if you watch the Penn State game, man, the last game, I was literally hobbling on one leg and the trainers and the coaches were telling me to get out, your future. And I was like, I don't care about the future. I care about this team, this moment right now. You know what I'm saying?
Love the answer. I'm Ahmed Hassanein here with us. I got to ask you about Ashton Jeanty because he could have left and gone other places as well. He elected to stay. I'm a huge Ashton Jeanty fan, and I got to watch a lot of you this year because of watching Ashton Jeanty. Some people will say, hey, running back is too early with the 6th overall pick to the Raiders. What would you say to people that are like, oh, it's too early to draft Ashton Jeanty?
Man, if you want a franchise-changing player, that's Ashton Jeanty right there. I mean, he's the type of player – like we were team captains together and we led this team together. And you're talking about brotherhood and somebody that can had so many offers and so many opportunities to go to whatever team he wants to get as much as amount of money he could have made in the NIL. And he stayed with the Boise State. That tells you enough about his character and who he is as a person, you know, other than he's a dominant football player and a great athlete. look at him as a person. You know, you would love to be have him on your roster as a teammate, you know, and I believe that he should go the first overall, to be honest with you. Because that's just the type of person he is and how his work ethic is. You know, he's a game-changing player and he's a franchise player. So I love that guy to death and I would die for him. But he's my brother, you know, so I love Ash.
I got to ask you a fun question to wrap it up. This is our biggest character assessment whenever we talk to prospects. When you're eating a chicken wing, do you go ranch or do you go blue cheese?
Ranch.
Oh, it was such a good conversation.
Really?
Yeah. More and more people are saying ranch. I'm a blue cheese guy with wings.
I mean, I can see it, but it takes away the flavor a little bit. But okay, I can see it.
Ahmed Hassanein, hey, I love your story. I love what you're about. We can't wait to hear your name called next week. And when you become the first Egyptian player to get drafted, it's going to be a very cool thing to see. So thanks so much for doing this and be well, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. There he is, Ahmed Hassanein, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And what a program Spencer Danielson has with the Boise State Broncos. And Ashton Jeanty clearly was the face of the offense. The face of the defense is right there. And Ahmed Hassanein comes over in 2018 to play high school football. And only was able to play 2 years of high school football. 2 years! And then the last 2 years at college, 22 total sacks. And he's going to get drafted. You know, probably a fourth, fifth round pick, something like that. But he is just getting started now, if you think about it, with how late he got into the game. So if he could do this in college with more and more room to go, imagine what he could do on the next level. Love that conversation. We'll come on back. We'll do a news brief on the other side. We'll update you some of the biggest stories of the day with some audio. And guess what we're talking next? Aaron Rodgers. Back with more after this.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.